President Bush is emphasizing the danger that he says Iraq poses to the United States. During campaign rallies over the weekend, he warned that Iraq's president, Saddam Hussein, could provide an arsenal to terrorist groups. A new war against Iraq would be fought on some of the same territory and against the same enemy as the first Gulf War, directed by the elder George Bush in 1991. But this would be a different military operation. The aims of the war would not be the same. U.S. forces would also have access to new military technology, changing the way another war would be fought. NPR's Tom Jeltom reports.
At this time, 12 years ago, with Iraq occupying Kuwait, President George Bush was ordering the deployment of a huge U.S. military force to the region. Ultimately, more than 400,000 U.S. troops would be sent to fight the Gulf War. The situation now is different. Saddam Hussein's army is about 40% smaller than it was in the fall of 1990, and a new Gulf War is likely to involve a smaller U.S. force as well. On the other hand, the military mission U.S. troops would face this time could be more challenging than the assignment given in 1990 to then-Major General Thomas Rame, commanding the Army's 1st Infantry Division.
President Bush ordered us to liberate Kuwait. That's a desert operation without any built-up areas, open mobile warfare with long-distance fires. Here you've got to do all that, okay? And in addition to that now, you've got to do whatever taking Saddam Hussein out of power means. Well, to do that, maybe you have to occupy Baghdad.
Which would be a very different operation. Tanks and heavy artillery would be less important, light infantry more so. Special operations forces, who proved their value in Afghanistan, will undoubtedly have a prominent role. New warfighting technology will also be used. Unmanned aircraft would be flown over Baghdad, some of them armed with missiles that can be fired by remote control. Army Secretary Thomas White foresees soldiers outfitted with high-tech communications devices, giving them, in military speak, greater situation awareness.
So if the soldier knows precisely where he is, where his teammates are, what the local situation is that he or she is dealing with, you look at the night vision capability, the ability to shoot at night that the average infantryman has today, is an extraordinary advancement.
Probably the most important change since the first Gulf War has been the greatly expanded use of precision bombs that can be guided to their target using satellite signals or laser beams. Fewer than 10% of the bombs dropped in Desert Storm, the first Gulf War, were precision guided. This time around, about 90% would be. Air Force Secretary James Roach says these advances would make for a much more effective bombing campaign.
One of the advantages we have now is the fact that we don't have to drop 5 weapons to have a high probability of kill on a fixed point target. One weapon does it almost every single time.
Rear Admiral Stephen Baker, who served during Desert Storm as the operations officer for a carrier battle group, points out that the expanded use of precision bombs means fewer aircraft may be needed this time.
It is conceivable that one 24-hour period of bombing in 2003 could have the same lethality as more than a full week of bombing from the Desert Storm conflict.
Another big change would be the amount of information available to a U.S. battlefield commander. A video feed, for example, from unmanned aircraft circling overhead, satellite reconnaissance imagery, all of it networked so it can be quickly shared with fighter pilots or artillery officers. And speed is important, says Admiral Baker, when U.S. forces are going after moving targets.
An unmanned aerial vehicle or a special forces ground trooper sees a target that is mobile, and we would be able to respond with lethality inside of 10 minutes, which again was never even thought of as possible back in Desert Storm days.
With better intelligence information, U.S. commanders should have a better idea where the enemy is. They wouldn't have to put as many forces in defensive positions or send as many soldiers out looking for the enemy. Standoff weapons, bombs that can be dropped from as much as 60 miles away, should mean ground troops won't have to move in so close to enemy forces in order to engage them. And yet, winning a new war in Iraq may require, in the end, a fairly old-fashioned approach, says General Rame, now a retired 3-star.
While I support precision weaponry, I don't know how you do what the president is thinking about doing without ground forces, because ground forces are the only instrument of national policy that imposes America's will on that country. Nothing else is going to do that.
And while a second Gulf War could be fought more quickly, things could still go wrong. One of the biggest questions would be whether Saddam Hussein would order the use of biological or chemical weapons. Officers with combat experience approach a new military operation cautiously, and that would be true this time around in Iraq, just as it was the last time. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.